Hey guys, how's it going? This is Will from Space Punks. In today's episode, we'll be talking about where I'm at right now, which is Cherry Springs State Park in beautiful Pennsylvania. I want to preface this by saying that I'm recording this on my iPhone, so I have no idea how good the quality is going to be, but I thought it was important that I record this on location at Cherry Springs State Park, which is one of the few nationally protected dark sky sites in the United States. It's absolutely beautiful here. There's a giant swath of land that you can hang out in, set up your telescope, camp, use your binoculars, just lay down on a blanket in the middle of the night, look straight up and you'll see thousands and thousands of stars because there are no lights nearby. There's no artificial man-made light. And the cool thing is that there will never be any lights here because it's nationally protected state forest. But there are also some rules for cars and flashlights and stuff. So after 9 o'clock at night, you cannot drive in or out of the dark sky site. So you don't flood the area with unnatural light because people that are doing astronomy and studying, they don't want to be bothered by that stuff. And you're also not supposed to use flashlights. You're supposed to use red lights. So you can use a headlamp with a red light on it or a regular flashlight with a red filter on it. I also want to say you might hear me moving around a little bit. This thing, which is my vest, it's cold out. It's about 35 degrees out right now. But it's beautiful and it's a nice dark sky tonight. And there's a few clouds, but you can see thousands of stars. I don't have my telescope set up, but I do have binoculars, and I have a blanket, and I have a warm hood of a car. So my plan is to, you know, get my blanket, lay on top of my car, observe, try to spot some stuff, and just hang out in nature. Some other important things that you might want to bring along, which the first time that I came down here, I didn't bring anything with me. I just brought a sleeping bag, a pillow, and a tent, which I did not end up using the tent because it started raining out, so I crawled inside my car and slept in my trunk. I have a Outback, I have a Subaru Outback, so I have a nice long trunk that I can put down the back seats and just make that into my tent. But you'll want to wear something warm, you'll want to wear some hiking boots, you'll want to wear something comfortable. It's just like any other camping excursion because you'll probably want to hike a little bit. You'll also want to bring anything that you bring in, you have to take out. There's no garbage cans or anything, so bring garbage bags with you to keep in your car for your own junk. And basically, just treat the place like you treat your own home, with respect, and, you know, have fun with it. Now, you can Google Cherry Springs State Park. It's in Countersport, Pennsylvania, which is a small town in Pennsylvania. Very small town. I think there's a movie theater. There used to be a bowling alley there. I think there's one McDonald's, there's a hospital, and a couple small stores in town. I think there's a gas station too, but I think it literally has 3 stoplights in the whole place. So it's a very small, small woodland foresty town. It's pretty cool though. And if you don't want to camp out, there's also lodges nearby. So there's motels and hotels that you can stay at as well. So you can do your observing, and if you want to, you know, get a ride or park, you can park your car across the street from the dark sky area and you can walk into or hike into the dark sky area with your telescope, set that stuff up. And when you're done for the night, pack it all up, take it back to your car, drive down to your motel. You're good to go. And most of the motels are a little bit further away. They're down in Countersport, which is, I believe it's about 10 to 15 miles away from the dark sky site at Cherry Springs. So, you know, just plan accordingly, I guess, if you do come here. But I would have to say, if you're anywhere in the Northeast and you really want to observe in a very, very dark sky area, this is the place to go. I've met people here when they have events. I've met people here from Portugal. I've met people here from Russia. I've met people here from Florida. I've met people here from California. A bunch of Pennsylvania people, New York. It's right on the New York State-Pennsylvania border, so it's pretty close for New Yorkers. All over the place. People come from all over the place to go here. And when they had the last star party, there were tons and tons of people here from all over the world. and it was really cool. But mainly it's people from the East Coast. Mainly it's people from Pennsylvania and New York that come down here and want to observe. There's also, you know, like normal people that aren't astronomers and aren't amateur astronomers. They just come down and enjoy the darkness and enjoy the camping because there's, like I said, there's a lot across the road that's for regular campers. And you can, as long as you sign up, you can get a spot over there. So just make sure to sign up first and check out Google Cherry Springs State Park, and you'll get all the information you need. That's going to wrap it up for today. I want to thank you for all of the continued support. Thanks for listening. Thank you for tweeting me. Thank you for communicating. Thanks for all the emails. Thanks for all the suggestions. You guys are awesome. I appreciate it. It's really cool to hear other people out there with the same interest as myself. That being said, you can tweet me at @thespacepunks, and you can also tweet @spaceindnews. That is our big site. That's the umbrella corp for all the space punk stuff. Spaceindustrynews.com as well. And just let me know what you think. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know if you like it. Let me know if you hate it. Let me know if you want me to cover specific topics. And I'm still going to get back to that black hole topic, I promise. That was in episode, I think, number 3 or 4, something like that. And I promised I'm going to get back to black holes and black hole theory. And that'll happen. That will happen, I promise. But I keep getting sidetracked, and there's other episodes that have already been done. So I thought this one was pretty cool because it was a hands-on approach. And just so you know, let me get out of the car. It's a little bit chilly out here, so you might be able to hear the wind. Probably also hear the car running, but just so you know, this is what the ground sounds like in Pennsylvania. It sounds just like where you are. So if you don't have a dark sky site, you don't have a national treasure like we do here on the East Coast, you can always go to someplace that's dark enough. You can always look up, you can always imagine, you can always explore from your backyard. So, you know, enjoy yourself wherever you are. Do home astronomy. You'll have fun. You'll explore the farthest reaches of the universe. And that the only limit is your imagination. Thank you.